Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You guys had a chance encounter with someone that's just kind of stuck with you? You know, just it was one of those moments where you're like, what just happened? Something like that happened to me yesterday. I had an encounter with a veteran in the back of the Home Depot parking lot in Gates yesterday. And I have to share it with you. I'm in Home Depot complaining to my husband via text that they don't have the kind of stupid mulch that we're looking for. And I come out of the parking lot, I get in my car and I start driving out, and I see a gentleman sitting in a scooter behind a green pickup truck. And I thought, is he waiting to get in? Does he have to load that? So I thought, I'm going to pull over. I rolled down my window. I said, sir, do you need help? And he was like, well, no, you know, I got this, blah, blah, blah. And I got out, and he just stood up out of that scooter, and he was like, why don't you come on over here? I'll show you what this device can do. And I said, okay. And he just started laying out his life to me and the details of it. I could just tell. He said, I have no friends. I have no family left. And here is this. He's got on his veteran's hat. He'd just come from the VA. And he's sharing mostly his ailments. You know, he just wanted someone to hear those.
Old guy?
Older gentleman, yes. And but then all of a sudden, he looked at me and he goes, and I've oftentimes thought, just be done with it. Just kill yourself. And I'm looking at this man, and he's looking at me, and I'm thinking, oh, boy. And I just started to cry because I cannot even tell. It was just such a random, out of nowhere. It was just a perspective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm standing here with a total stranger on D-Day, where we sit in here every morning and we talk about our veterans. And we want to help our veterans, and we collect these flags. But here I am in the back of a parking lot at Home Depot on a random day, and I have a veteran standing in front of me saying, most days I just want to be done with it.
And you're wondering what you can do.
What can you do?
Yeah.
I can't do anything. You know what I can do? I said, sir, I'd like to pray with you. What else are you going to do? I said, I would like to pray with you, if that's all right. And he said, well, no one's ever done that with me before. Mm-hmm. I can't even tell you. I'm sorry. I'm not going
to. I can hear it in your voice.
I did not even get his name. Mm. I didn't get his name. I didn't ask him his name. It didn't matter to me what his name was. Didn't matter to him what my name was. I didn't get his life. I didn't get anything.
How did you leave it?
I left it with, you are a blessing. You do belong here. Just the fact that you gave me some perspective on my stupid problems just today. I said I was inside complaining because they didn't have some mulch color I had. I said, so if anything, you were sent to me today. So you should feel every day. Found myself in my car driving home and I'm crying, going, I just want to, I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. You want to, but you don't know. You don't know.
I just want to help more of them. That's it. So.
DJ.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For what?
You said you prayed with that man. That is amazing.
I'm on my way to work. I'm on my way to
work, and I'm on my way to work, and I am bawling. I'm going to show up, and I'm a big, tattooed, crazy man, and I am bawling because you did that. Thank you.
It was nothing else I could do. It was, at that point, I certainly had no clue what to say. That's
right, but what an amazing human being he is, and what an amazing human being you are for doing that. So thank you. And
yes, you ruined my mascara.
I can't stop. Just stop it, Newman. I'm crying. Okay.
Me, I'm being serious.
I know, man. It's crazy. God bless those people, and God bless you guys, and God bless everybody.
Ah, have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. You do the same. Take care, guys.
All right, bye bye. B Studios. Good morning.
Good morning, TJ. I just wanted to call and say, way to go on ruining my makeup.
Sorry. I had to share it.
Yes, you did. You did a wonderful thing. He obviously just needed somebody to listen to him for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
At times, at other times, it's like, get away from me.
So true.
Well,
and by the way, ma'am, waterproof mascara is what I use, and she even broke through that.
Yeah, but it was the foundation, everything with the tears streaming down the face. You know how it goes.
Well, nobody cares. All right. Thank you.
Bye. Have a good day. Bye.
If you just joined us, she had an encounter with a veteran yesterday that
was so random. I could have never foresaw it, predicted it.
And it was heavy. I'm not trying to be shocking, but he told her he wanted to end his life. And it was an older gentleman,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was.
And she told us how she spent some time with him and prayed with him. And that's the scariest thing to me about, I don't know. I just hate to see old people that are lonely. It breaks my heart. I don't know why I think there's no greater sadness than an old person alone in the world. You know, they've outlived everybody.
Yeah. Well, and he made that very clear that I have no one. And he said, and I haven't been able to walk. He was injured during war. So he has had ailments for most of his life.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, and I'm not kidding. When I say I talked to this gentleman less than 10 minutes, beginning to end, and that's how much he laid out for me. It's brought into my life. He was brought into mine for some sort of reason, and it's just stuck with me. Trying to go to sleep last night, and I see his face. Woke up this morning, and I see his face. I'm sitting here trying to do this show, and I see his face.
We should have adopted him.
Oh, yeah. Should go back to the Home Depot again today. Maybe
just hang out in the parking lot and see if he shows up.
I know that sounds ridiculous, but if you don't have anything else to do, I would appreciate it.
All right.
I just want to help this boy.
I know. You guys don't understand. It's just,
I do understand. I'm just
trying not to cry because it's Friday. We got a show to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.